glad that. Oh, we're back. All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM the Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, Joel, I was reading about this morning a GOP senator who introduces dark right wing blueprint for the future, and he's one of the great Republicans that they'll tell you and I, none other than a guy named Rick Scott. You remember that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want the people from Florida, right?
He's a former Florida governor. I think he's the Florida senator now, right?
Yeah, so bear with me for 1 minute as I go through these quick bullet points of what they plan once they retake the Senate. This is as dangerous as it gets. This is Rick Scott. Our kids will say the Pledge of Allegiance, salute the flag, learn that America is a great country, and choose the school that best fits them. We will inspire patriotism and stop teaching the revisionist history of the radical left. Our kids will learn about the wisdom of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Founding Fathers. Public schools will focus on the three R's, not indoctrinate children with critical race theory or any other political ideology. Number two, government will never again ask American citizens to disclose their race, ethnicity, or skin color on any government forms. We are going to eliminate racial politics in America. No government policy will be based on race. People will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. How dare they invoke Dr. King's message? We are all made in the image of God. To judge a person on the color of their epidermis is immoral. Number three, the soft on crime days of coddling criminal behavior will end. We will refund and respect the police because they, not the criminals, are the good guys. We will enforce our laws, all of them, and increase penalties for theft and violent crime. We will clean up our cities and stop pretending that crime is okay. We have zero tolerance for mostly peaceful protests that attack police officers, loot businesses, and burn down our cities. We will secure our border, finish building the wall, and name it after President Donald Trump. Nations have borders. We should give that a try. President Trump's plan to build a wall was right. We welcome those who want to join us in building the American dream. We will grow America's economy, starve Washington's economy, and stop socialism. Socialism is un-American and always leads to poverty and oppression. We will stop it. We will shrink the federal government, reduce the government workforce by 25% in 5 years, sell government buildings and assets, and get rid of the old, slow, closed, top-down government, run everything system, workforce, reduce the workforce by 25% in 5 years, sell government buildings and assets, and get rid of the old, slow, closed, top-down, government-run everything system we have today. We will eliminate all federal programs that can be done locally and enact term limits for federal bureaucrats and Congress. Many government agencies should be either moved out of Washington or shuttered entirely. Yesterday's old government is fundamentally incompatible with the digital era. The permanent ruling class in Washington is bankrupting us with inflation and debt, so they must be removed. For you to have more, Washington must have less. Number seven, we will protect the integrity of... Go ahead, Joe.
There's six more points. I don't want to hear six more.
Go ahead. So what are you saying?
That's a that is the destruction.
That's a manifesto,
right? That is simply, it is a manifesto, and it's the destruction of democracy. And that, yes, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to eliminate government. They want to eliminate free elections. They want Donald Trump to be Putin, as does he. And I want to go back to the very start of that total insane rant, which was, of course, what Republicans believe is now their newest, hottest issue, which is public education and its total destruction. This whole, there's not a single K-12 school in America that teaches critical race theory. Critical race theory is a college level and usually law school level course that talks about how to write laws that can possibly deal with the systemic racism of this country. We have to admit, and most intelligent people do admit, that the civil rights movement is not over, that in fact, the original, Thomas Jefferson gets a bad rap these days because he was a slaveholder, as were most of our founding fathers. But the fact of the matter is, Thomas Jefferson wrote the most beautiful line. It's written in archaic language, but it is the founding ideal of this country, which is this, which is all men are created equal,
Endowed
with inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I used to teach that line in a course I taught at UWM about the basic continuation of racism throughout, from the beginning of this country. And I said, when they wrote that line, all men are created equal. You'll probably hear people say that, that's just the old-fashioned way of talking. They didn't just mean all men. But, of course, they didn't mean all men because they really only meant all white men who had enough wealth to own property. Those were the only men who had those rights. Those were the only people that had those rights, but because, of course, it didn't. Those rights weren't, given to men of color or women or anyone who wasn't one of them. Here is the beauty of what happened with that line.
Hey, Joe, I got to get you to hang on. I have to get you to hang on. We've got to go to a break. Sure. And make sure you come back with that after we get to the break. Heartbreak. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. My guest is Joe McNally. We'll be right back.